Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of The Leanest Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording. If you would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leanestlifestyle.com. That's www.LeanestLifestyle.com. That's www.LeanestLifestyle.com. And now, on to the recording. Okay, today I'm speaking with Sherry Becht, and we're talking over the telephone. I'm in Illinois, of course. And Sherry, where are you at today?
I'm in sunny Colorado.
Colorado, sunny Colorado even.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Success Gallery, Sherry. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? How tall are you? That kind of stuff.
I'm 30 years old. I am 5'4" tall. I'm a personal trainer focusing with mostly senior citizens. I like to help them increase their functionality. I became a trainer actually after losing an initial amount of weight early on with Body for Life a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty active.
Sure.
I love fitness stuff, so I'm addicted.
What really keeps you active these days? Besides, I mean, the overall activity and training, of course. Anything else got you running around?
Mostly just, I really enjoy being outside. I live in such a gorgeous state that it's really hard to stay inside and sit at an office job.
Oh, I understand.
So I like to be outside and rollerblade and hike and just enjoy the state because it's so gorgeous.
Awesome. When did you find the Leanest Lifestyle and what brought you to the club?
I think it was April of 2002 when I first heard about it.
Okay.
It was through a chat board that I was on, and one of my friends through that chat board turned me on to your website.
Okay.
And so I ordered version 3 and just kind of never really utilized the tools because at the time I didn't even realize that I had access to them. So
oh, sure.
As soon as I found out I had access to these tools, I was like, wow, that is cool. So that's when I started using it for real.
Okay, I understand. Well, you're a personal trainer, so I have to believe that you've had a mindset for quite a while that fitness is important. But what is your history like with weight and fitness and the whole transformation journey? Were you always an athlete in school? Just tell us kind of how things have gone over the years.
I was the laziest person you would have ever met in high school. I was a total study bug.
Oh.
I was so focused on getting into college early. I graduated at the end of my junior year of high school because I was just very academically oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play any school sports. I never did anything like that. So I didn't really get involved in fitness until my weight started catching up with me at 26. I just, over the course of 1 year, just went from being my normal size, which was always a little what I consider pudgy. I was never really fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just gained 40 pounds, like, over the course of a year and saw some pictures of myself and was shocked.
40 pounds over a year?
Yeah.
Was there a baby involved at all?
No baby. There was a divorce involved.
Okay.
And I exercised throughout all of that, thinking, you know, doing the whole cardio thing where you think, oh, gosh, I'm doing, you know, an elliptical trainer, I'm burning calories, without realizing that I needed to be including strength training as well. And I just wasn't, I was eating late at night, and just, it caught up with me in a big way.
Sure. Well, I just ran some numbers real quick on that, and you look and you go, 40 pounds in a year for someone who's a fitness buff. But really, when you run the numbers, the way it comes out is that's 140,000 extra calories over 365 days. And that ends up, believe it or not, it ends up only being 383 calories more per day
mm-hmm.
than you needed. That's all mm-hmm. it is. It was only 383, which you and I both know is...
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. Exactly. Just one Starbucks more than you needed per day, and there's 40 pounds in a year.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting. And so, during this whole time, I'm assuming that even during the 40-pound gain and stuff, that you were still training, or when did you start personal training?
No, I wasn't a trainer at that time.
Okay.
That's when I had an office job.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I had a regular 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
After I saw those pictures that my mom had taken was when I really... It opened my eyes to the fact that I wasn't exercising properly, and that's when I discovered weight training.
Okay.
Via that book that I found.
Yeah.
Before Leanness Lifestyle.
Was it Body for Life?
It was Body for Life.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And honestly, the only reason I bought it is because it had a quote from John Elway on the back, and I was a John Elway freak, and I'm like, gosh, if he can do this, I can do it.
Well, you're from Colorado. That's mandatory.
Exactly. Well, and so I just started eating, you know, being more conscious of what I was eating and how I was eating and incorporating weight training. And I lost initially, just in 12 weeks, like 17 pounds.
Sure.
And I had a lot of people on this chat club saying, well, gosh, your pictures look really good. How are you doing it? And I started just trying to give some advice. And I enjoyed that so much that that's how I decided to become a trainer. I just really felt like that was my calling.
So what was your heaviest then when you got up to this 40 pounds, when you added this 40 pounds? What was your heaviest?
The heaviest I saw on a scale was 147.
Okay.
And that was a few weeks into it because I actually was too scared to get on the scale.
Yeah.
But I was in a size 14 skirt and jeans.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And so you did Body for Life and you got off to 17. And how much did you end up losing then with Body for Life before you found the Leanness Lifestyle?
All told, about 30.
About 30
pounds.
And
then I started, you know, gained a few back after that, so not too much. My lowest was 30 pounds with Body for Life, and then I kind of gained about 5 or 6 back and seemed to hold right there.
Okay. So what did you weigh when you first found the Leanness Lifestyle then?
Right about 120, if I remember right.
Okay. You had some good success with Body for Life. Why would you look elsewhere? Why would you even come to the Leanness Lifestyle, or what brought you to us? I mean, why not just continue on?
Because I was ready to be ultra lean.
Okay.
I really wanted to take it to that next level, and someday I had this high hope of competing in a figure competition. And with Body for Life, even though I think it's a good starter program, so to speak, it just wasn't taking me where I needed to go. It's not dialed in enough.
Okay.
There's, you know, your fist can grow in your fist-sized portions. Next thing you know, your fist is 2 fists, and you're eating more than you should. And the free day, I think, allows way too much freedom, I guess.
Right.
It's too easy to let your old habits get back in when you let yourself have an entire free day.
Okay. I understand. So you were wanting to take it to the next level, and you were
exactly.
looking for, you know, a more detail-oriented approach that didn't leave as much to chance.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you competed, or I should say you participated in, what we call our Advanced Diva 1. It was an advanced intensive. It was 8 weeks long with pretty much hands-on without having the hands-on. And then it was 8 weeks of on your own but continued focus with checking in and so forth. So it was a grand total of 16 weeks, but it was 8 weeks of solid action for sure.
Right.
And you graduated from that. So what did you start the intensive at, body weight-wise and body fat-wise, and what did you end at?
I started at 121.4, and I was at 20% body fat, and I ended at 107.2 at 14% body fat.
And you had an objective here besides simply competing in this intensive or graduating from this intensive. You were actually utilizing the intensive, I believe, if I'm not wrong, for another purpose. Right.
I think you mean to get ready for a show?
Yeah. Or no.
No?
I'm saying or no, or am I wrong?
Well, I think that deep down I've always wanted to do that, and I think I needed the intensive to give me the confidence to know that I could. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be in the intensive just for the experience of being pushed.
Okay.
Because it's even as a trainer, you need someone to push you occasionally. It's hard to stay accountable to yourself all the time when you're holding everyone else accountable. At least for me, that's what I needed.
Well, you're not alone, that's for sure. We all do. You know, it's nice to have somebody give you a kick in the behind every now and then.
Yeah.
Keep a foot in your back.
The challenge just created such a strong amount of leverage because for me, it wasn't even about the fact that I had money on the line. It was the fact that I was in it with all these other people, and how humiliated would I be if I didn't make it to the end, you know?
Sure.
So.
Okay, good. Well, so when you started the intensive then, you really didn't say, I'm competing for sure.
No.
It was really, I think, then was it really when your body fat really started to get to this other level and you started to see kind of what you were looking like, did your mind then begin to shift into, you know, I might be able to do this?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So during the intensive, during this action phase, what was harder than you thought it would be and what was easier?
Oh, gosh.
Anything or was it all, you know, pretty much about what you thought?
Mentally speaking, I think it was harder than I thought it would be, because it's easier to be in something like this with a lot of people in it with you. That was what I thought was easier, because it would not have been as easy to stick with if I didn't know that I had these other wonderful women that were a part of it with me, that were struggling with me and meeting great goals at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was tough mentally, because I had a lot of naysayers in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that had already seen me lose a fair amount of weight, and they thought I was taking it too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real frustrating, because so many people just don't understand that it's like a sport. I mean, it's trying
right.
to be an ultimate athlete.
That's right.
And so I really that was hard mentally, because then in the back of my mind I started to wonder, well, gosh, am I looking at myself in the mirror with the wrong image? Am I not seeing what they see?
Mm-hmm.
So that part of it, I think, was tough mentally.
What was the biggest stumbling block in general that you had to overcome? And I know we had communications from time to time during the intensive, and you did incredibly well, but was there anything that I either know about or don't know about that you would say was just, really, really frustrating, or just something that happened in your life that you had to overcome during the intensive and during this action phase?
Not really.
Okay.
Not that I can think of. I mean, the hardest part for me was just the food, because I like to eat.
You're right.
And I need someone to be saying, you've got to eat these 4 cups of vegetables a day, because otherwise I'll turn to, poorer choices. They're not bad eating by any means, but
right.
not the best thing for your body.
More starchy, more simple.
Exactly.
Well, can you tell us what a typical food day was like during this action phase? Give me a typical, not, perfect, and not maybe your best day, but what was a typical day like?
As far as what I would eat, or
yeah.
how many calories?
As far as what you would eat.
Normally, for me, I would always have 2 to 3 shakes a day that were just straight protein with flax oil in them.
Okay.
So that would be in between meals, about, I'm going to say maybe 15 to 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
And then breakfast, almost every day, because it's my favorite thing to eat, would be 1/3 cup dry oatmeal and 1/2 cup of cottage cheese with a little bit of sugar-free syrup in it.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch would always be chicken or fish or something along those lines, and a huge spinach salad. I would just put, lettuce was out the window, because if it doesn't count and it's not good for you, then let's just put something in there that is. And I'd eat tons of spinach with lots of veggies on it. And then for dinner, I would usually shoot for like squash, just something that would kind of take care of that sweet flavor that I needed. So I would do like smashed up squash with syrup in it, the sugar-free syrup,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and some sort of lean salmon. I eat a lot of salmon. I'm a salmon-holic.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. Doesn't get much better than that for essential fats than salmon,
that's
.
That's for sure.
Okay, so you talked, about getting in your vegetables, and you talked about lettuce, and of course one of the reasons that you bring that up is because, there are better choices than lettuce, and too many people believe that if they're eating just lots of lettuce salads, they've got all their veggies covered.
Exactly.
So I try to move people away from that mentality, but are you a veggie lover, or how did you get veggies in? Because a lot of people are like, I don't know how you eat all those vegetables. I hate vegetables.
I would hide mine. If I would have eggs in the morning, then I would put lots of chopped up vegetables in the scrambled eggs. Sometimes when I was doing protein shakes, I would do pumpkin in the shake.
Mm. How'd you do that? Did you just was it like canned pumpkin?
It was canned pumpkin.
Okay.
It was sodium free.
Okay.
Didn't have anything else in it but canned pumpkin, and it would taste like pumpkin pie with vanilla protein powder and some cinnamon.
Oh yeah.
It was wonderful.
Oh yeah.
It would taste like dessert. And then I actually bought this book that one of my diva buddies told me about called Stella's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that thing was a lifesaver, because it just teaches you really easy ways to prepare vegetables, because mm-hmm. you forget how easy it can be to
right.
just throw it in, together with your dinner. So I would do a lot of stir fries, where I would just stir fry chicken and frozen peppers or frozen onions, things like that, out of a bag of bird's eye,
mm-hmm.
and just stir fry it in like lemon juice.
Okay.
So
you hit it. You put
mm-hmm.
it in other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's something that, of course, I highly recommend, and it's one of those strategies we use to get in veggies, especially in the beginning, is just hide them in everything.
Exactly.
Everything from soups to omelets to shakes to you name it.
I did a lot of soups. I did like that cod chowder that I would have, every day for a week, because I'd make a huge batch of it. So
mm-hmm.
lots of stuff like that.
Okay. Well, what was a typical day like activity-wise, exercise-wise then?
I was doing about 90 minutes every day during the challenge.
Okay. Was that total, or was that cardio and RT, or?
I would always try to split it half and half as much as possible.
Okay.
So I would do, if I had a 90-minute day, I would be doing 45 minutes of RT and 45 minutes of cardio.
Of course, we mean resistance training with the RT. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so you'd split it like that. And now, was that 5, 6, 7 days a week, or what was that?
No less than 6.
No less than six.
I would try to take one rest day a week. But I know towards the end, my body was fighting me a little bit, so I needed that extra day for some minutes. So
okay. And, of course, we want to stress again in this particular interview that Sherry was in an advanced intensive, and she was already at a fit level when she started, and she was wanting to take it really to the ultimate or the ultra level. And when that's the case, then what she's describing is exactly what you're going to have to do, no question about it. Now, how is that different between... You know, you starting the intensive at 120-ish, is that right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right 120-ish, and finishing at 107. How is it different compared to when you start and you're 145? You know, I mean, you're taking it to that next, that super high level, the one that very few people will get to due to, you know, commitment issues and just simply not having a good plan to follow. How's it different?
It was a lot different. There's a much different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Before, when I was, you know, in the 140s, I would do, oh gosh, maybe 3 weight training workouts a week, and I would alternate with all upper body, all lower body, all upper. I would maybe do 3 days of cardio, but not a whole lot of time. I mean, maybe, in all honesty, maybe in a whole week, 90 minutes or less of cardio.
Okay.
And that worked great for my body because it was something my body hadn't done. So obviously my body responded to it, but the further I got, the leaner I got, the more my body said, "Hey, you know, you're getting smaller. You got to work me a little harder than that." So
right.
I had to really kick it up a lot in the exercise to push past that plateau I was at.
How is being in serious action, like during an intensive, different from maintenance? You were doing, you know, 90 minutes a day, 6, 7 days a week. Your meals are incredibly clean. And, you know, I would imagine that, you know, 95% of the meals are like that. You're probably having, what, 1 splurge meal a week or so?
If that. When I was doing action, yeah.
Yeah.
I would do 1 splurge meal. I would say with maintenance, I'm still at about 75 minutes a day because I like to do weight training every day. It's just something I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do about 45 minutes a day of weight training and then 30 minutes of some sort of relaxed cardio. That I think the difference is that I'm exercising again for fun because I enjoy it instead of going, I got to get my minutes in.
Right.
I don't think about it as a level of I have to hit this number of minutes and know that I'm going to make my lean account work this week.
Okay.
And I do have more splurge meals than I did in action, but maybe, you know, it's adding one extra bagel during the week because I go to Einstein's or something like that.
Sure.
Because it's amazing how quick it can start to go from maintenance to adding on in a hurry if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you say, you can't outrun what you can potentially eat. So
it's like I go into maintenance for 2 weeks, and then I go into action for a week, and then maintenance for 2 weeks, and then action, because just trying to figure out where your body needs the calories at to stay there.
Sure. Well, what do you do then to keep focused when, you know, and eating clean when the draw is there to pull you to the junk? What does your mind do? What do you say to yourself, or what do you do? Because it's everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere around us. So what do you do? I mean, you're just because you're a personal trainer doesn't mean you somehow are in a bubble.
Exactly. I have to set new goals for myself. That's why part of why I said, you know what, I'm just going to enter that show. Because I knew that if I didn't have some sort of new goal, that it was going to be too easy to fall into my old habits, because it's hard to break habits in 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So I set that goal for myself to, you know, get on that stage no matter what my body looked like, so I better make it look good or else it's going to be embarrassing. Right now I don't have a new show, and I have one in mind, but it's not until spring, so it's a little tougher to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to focus on building a little bit of muscle mass so I'm not nearly as lean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not that far away. I'm about 5 pounds away.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's more, I'd say, daily affirmations. I have to have those things written on my bathroom mirror so that each day I know I'm making a choice to feed my body properly and not give it junk, because it's not really about enjoying the food you're eating. I mean, I enjoy eating, but I want to make sure that I'm also building new, strong cells instead of giving it junk food.
Right.
And building bad things for my body.
Sure. We make the choices, so we choose the results,
exactly. And
that's what you're doing. So it's just, but like you said, it's about reminding yourself that you are making choices, and it's not that things are happening to you. It's that everything is a choice.
Right.
Well, that's great. So, well, for you, what's tougher, eating clean or getting in the activity?
Definitely eating clean.
Okay.
I really struggle with that.
Well, I think it's probably 90% of the people are that way, but, I don't know if there's a research on it that says which is which, but in my experience, it's definitely the overwhelming majority. It's the food. It's just everywhere.
Yeah. And every function that you attend with friends seems to be centered around food.
Right.
Every celebration is about food, and it's just, I try not to let my life work like that, but you don't have control of that around with the people around you.
Right.
So it's really, I don't want to say it's really hard, because that's stinking, but, it poses quite a challenge, because you have to be really careful what you do decide to ingest, and you have to also make it so that it seems livable around other people, because you don't want them to think that you're, if I choose not to eat at a party because it's not something I can log, then people get a little weird. That I always try to find something healthful that I can eat, or show them that I brought a protein shake or something, because otherwise people think you're not eating, and that's kind of awkward too. So.
It is, and we don't want to send the wrong message to them that you're on some kind of a starvation thing.
Right.
Well, let's talk about your show then for just a minute, and before we keep going here. What show did you compete in? How'd you do? What was that experience like?
I competed in figure through, it was an NPC sanctioned show, and it was scary, honestly scary. It was a good scary. I needed it just for that leverage. It was incredible leverage to know that I was going to get on a stage in the tiniest piece of material I've ever seen.
Right.
And to show these people my body and be judged on it, especially coming from someone who's always been very, very self-conscious in a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a wonderful accomplishment for me. I placed, in one of the divisions, there were only four people, and I placed fourth out of four, but just the fact that I was there was so incredible to me. And I was completely happy with my body. I didn't feel like, I felt like I did the best that I possibly could have done to be there.
Well, I don't think as people are looking at your pictures in the sex gallery, that they're going to hold that against you.
Yeah. I just wasn't as muscular as what the judges were looking for, and I'm okay with that, because I'm not shooting for that level of muscularity. I still want to remain very feminine.
Right.
So I was completely tickled with where my physique was for me, and that's what's important.
I know that for a while there you were working with an opposing coach, and you got some advice from that coach about where to take your body weight and body fat and things. Tell us about that, and what was it like working with opposing coach? Because a lot of people try to figure out, should they work with opposing coach, and was that the scariest part about competing, knowing how to pose and stand and walk and all that?
The heels were the scariest part.
Okay.
In figure, you have to wear these about 6-inch tall heels, so I definitely recommend opposing coach. I don't recommend that they mess with your food. I let them mess with my food a little bit because, coming from people that one of the gals I worked with is an IFBB fitness pro. And so you kind of look at those people and go, well, gosh, they're at the top of their game. You want to listen to what they have to say. But I also knew my own body well enough that, I probably could have been a little bit leaner had I not done some of the things that they had given me and just stuck right with Lena's lifestyle to a T. But the posing side of it, yes, you definitely, at least for your first time, because there are a lot of different things that you can do in your posing to really accentuate your physique. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have someone working with me.
Oh, sure.
And I really only had to work with her. We met in person three times for a half an hour, and then I would just work on those things every single day for 20 minutes a day.
Okay.
And get used to walking in those shoes.
Yeah, get used to walking in those shoes.
That's the biggest thing. You got to come on stage confident. That's really what it's all about.
And right.
I wasn't. I was scared out of my mind, but I just put a big smile on my face, and that's what the judges saw. So.
Well, that's kind of like that commercial, never let them see you sweat.
That's right.
Well, that's great. So as we continue on here, you're going to compete again. So the experience wasn't so overwhelming that you're not going to do it.
Nope.
You're going to do it in this spring, and you
yep.
want to do it again.
I do.
Yeah, that's
I
great.
Do want, someday I'd like to get into fitness modeling, and you know, I did a model search that same day that I did the show, and I got second place in that one.
Wow.
And I talked to a photographer that does stuff through Oxygen and Muscle and Fitness, hers, and they said that actually at the level of physique I'm at now, rather than going muscular, I'd have a better chance at fitness modeling, which is why I want to do it. But the shows keep me focused.
Right.
It's just a good way to have a deadline and have a leverage to keep yourself on your plan.
That's so incredibly true. Now, during the action phase or maintenance, did you use any supplements? And if so, what'd you use?
During the action phase of the challenge, I used Yohimbe in the morning before cardio.
Topical or?
No.
The oral. Okay.
Yeah, that I ordered through the power store. Uh-huh. I think it was a Twin Lab brand.
Right.
And I used occasionally CLA. I'd forget on occasion to take it, but I do try to take CLA. And I definitely use flax oil.
Okay.
Actually, I use a Barlean's, which is a mix.
Right, the Omega Twin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And protein powders.
Okay.
And a multivitamin and multimineral.
Okay.
Other than that, the only other thing I could think of would be L-glutamine that I'd take after training.
Okay.
I tried to stay away from too many supplements because I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to mess anything up with my plan. And really, you don't need a lot of it.
Exactly.
So.
That's exactly right. And we didn't put a lot of focus on it either. We stick with the basics, just like you talked about. What size are you running every day now? You talked about what size you had been up to, I think, at your heaviest.
Mm-hmm.
So what size are you now, or what size did you graduate at?
I graduated, I was able to get into a 2 very easily, which still just blows my mind. I have a pair that I bought just to have in the closet because it hadn't sunk in yet that I could wear a 2. So I can still put them on. They're not quite as loose because I'm carrying about 5 pounds extra right now.
Sure.
But part of that is because I'm trying to build a little bit of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally I've got, you know, a pair of 5-6 jeans that I can wear very comfortably that are very loose.
Yeah, that's great. And the biggest size you wore when you were heaviest was what? Did you say
14?
14, yeah.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to the person who's thinking about beginning their second or 15th attempt at weight loss? They're thinking right now, you know, sounds like a lot. And there's a lot to learn here. This thing's like a university, you know. There's a lot to kind of, you know, soak up. I can't turn to page 47 and just get the quick fix diet mm-hmm. with this program. I don't know if I want to start this thing, I don't know if I want to start anything again. I've failed so many times in the past. Any advice you would give to that person? I mean, you deal with these people, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the elderly population you deal with, I'm sure you get people that are just, I don't even know if I can do this again.
Exactly. The best advice that I could give would be to really just give it a concentrated 8 or 12 weeks of action mode. Because what ends up happening, and I experienced this myself, is every time that you have a false start where you start and you fall off and you start and you fall off, that just chips away and chips away and chips away at your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start with the negative self-talk and you tell yourself you can't do it because you just fail every time you try, so why bother?
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really hard on your self-image. So I would say, and this, you know, I tell my clients this, I tell myself this, just pick a very scary, scary leverage that will not let you back out. And like you say, no escape, no retreat.
That's right.
You know, setting yourself up to do a show or something like that is no escape, no retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Doing one of the Diva challenges, if you just give it that effort for 8 or 12 weeks, you will see results and you'll finally feel so good about yourself that it will propel you to keep going. But if you keep, you know, stopping and starting and stopping and starting, you're never going to get where you want to go, and you're just going to feel worse and worse about yourself.
Excellent advice. Absolutely excellent. Well, let me just close with this, and let me get your perspective on it. What's different about the Leanness Lifestyle compared to other programs? And I know you didn't necessarily try a lot of different programs in the past, but you've seen and read, and I know you're very educated now when it comes to, you know, fitness and working with your clients and the whole industry. What's different about the Leanness Lifestyle compared to other programs that are weight control oriented?
The number one thing that's different is you can't fail. You really cannot. I mean, there's no hit or miss with the Leanness Lifestyle. And I have tried lots of programs,
oh,
believe it or not. I've tried lots of different programs, partly because I like to just see what they're about.
Okay.
But with the leanest lifestyle, I know that if I set up something in my lean account for a week, and I know that I want to lose, you know, maybe a pound and a half this week, there is no guesswork. I know that if I follow what's in there, I follow my calories, I follow the minutes, I will get there. Whereas with something else where you're just kind of guessing your portion sizes with your food, you just don't know. You know, gosh, if I get to the end of this week, how much am I going to lose? You mm-hmm. don't know.
Mm-hmm.
With leanness lifestyle, there is no guesswork. You can hit your goals every week like clockwork.
Well, you know, Sherry, I don't think I could really add any more or say it any better than you did. Is there anything that I've missed that you want to say or share otherwise to anyone who's going to be listening now or in the future? I mean, you really summed it up quite well. You don't need to add anything. But is there anything that I've missed at all?
I don't think it's anything you've missed. I was just going to say, if you know, anytime that anyone out there has an opportunity to do one of the challenges that you offer, whether it's a Diva Challenge or Team Muscle, absolutely do not hesitate. It's the best thing I ever did. I'm so happy that I did it, and you really learn a lot about yourself, so don't miss it if you have a chance.
Let's go for it. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, for spending some time with me today and sharing your transformation journey. You've done incredibly well, and it just truly doesn't look like the same person, you know, at all. And there's no doubt at all, and anyone looking at your pictures in the Success Gallery, they're not going to have any question either about your ability to move on into the other ventures that you're looking toward, like with the fitness modeling and so forth. You totally have the look. You've done great. We're real proud of you. You stay in touch, and if you need anything at all, you know where to come.
All right.
Otherwise, thank you so much for the interview, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of The Leanness Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. If you enjoyed this recording and would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. And spelling that out, that is www.LeannessLincoln.com. That's www.LeannessLifestyle.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording.